Hi, this is a dictation for patient Jerome Anderson, JeromeAnderson. Date of service is 6/25/2025. Date of birth is 8/11/1985. And date of accident is 12/15/2024. The patient is here for a follow-up visit. He reported of ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 7. Pain in the right knee, right upper leg to the tune of 7. He also further reports that he is having pain shooting from his back and his hip. Shoot down to his legs to his feet where his leg and feet start to cramp up. Pain level is varying from 7 to 8. ADLs are affected 8. Patient reports 0% relief. Kindly review the record for ADL for system review for additional issues. A substance abuse and a compliance plan. In the physical examination, please review the records. And then physical examination is from the previous visit, dated 6/19/2025-0715-001. And the blood pressure is 126/101, pulse 72, pulse ox is 100. In the plan of care, diagnosis is the same. Plan of care is as follows. I reviewed the MRIs and the impressions are right knee MRI shows grade 1 ACL sprain, partial thickness root tear involving posterior horn root of medial meniscus, turning into posterior horn and body. MRI of the lumbar spine shows disc herniation of L5-S1, L4-L5, L2-L3, with a moderate left foramen stenosis compressing left S1 nerve root. There is a mild retrolisthesis of L5 to S1. And cervical spine, disc herniation of C2-3-4, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. And without significant foramen stenosis except at the area of C6-7 and C5-6 with the left foramen stenosis. Thoracic spine is also reviewed and it shows disc herniation of T3-4, T4-5, T7 and 8, T9 and T10. The patient was advised that he will benefit from a epidural injections. Times 4 to 6 in the lower lumbar spine and 2 or 3 for cervical and 2 or 3 for the thoracic spine. Patient will be making his decision and then will move forward for the procedures. His right knee will require several injections with dexamethasone and with and with the Marken, however, he'll also be referred to. Orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Gary Gilliard, shortly, once his records are available for his surgery from the hospital. I have placed him on a disability for work, housework, and transportation, while physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week to begin go from there. And that'll be the end of discussion. His meds have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. The medication that he was provided are as follows. He was provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets for help in healing, a level 50 milligram at night. Is provided for healing, sleep, GLE disorder, pain relief, flexoril 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Gabapentin is provided for nerve pain, 600 milligram twice a day. Narco 7.5 325 is provided for 7 days. And the patient will be seen in 7 days' time. And procedures will be organized once he provides the consent. Thank you.